being interviewed today, April the 26th, 2006, is Wilfred Lee Koontz. I am Barbara J. Mickey Day, representing the Damascus American Legion Auxiliary Unit 171. We will start with Wilfred telling us where he was born.
I was born on a farm near Unionville, which is a Mount Airy address, and I was born at home, not a hospital.
What did you do before you entered the service?
I was working for a John Deere Farm Machinery Sales and Service in Unionville, Charles M. Leese and Son.
Where were you living when you entered the service?
Unionville, Maryland, with my parents.
Were you drafted or did you enlist?
I was drafted.
In which branch of service?
U.S. Army.
And where did you take your training?
Trained at Camp Croft, South Carolina.
All right, tell me about your first day in service.
Well, I was taken by bus from Frederick, Maryland, to a center in Baltimore, where we were interviewed and sent to somewhere in New Jersey, where we were given many shots. Did not sleep that night.
After you left there, what happened?
I was assigned. When I left there, I was assigned to the 71st Infantry Regiment at Fort Dix, New Jersey.
How long were you there?
Well, I was only there a very short time. We traveled by convoy south to Florida through Mississippi, Camp Claiborne, Louisiana, where we and our equipment was loaded on trains, headed west to Seattle, Washington, Fort Lewis, set up guard, as this was the right after Pearl Harbor, and they expected the Japs to strike at this point. Left Seattle, arrived in Fort Richardson, Alaska, July 1942. After being equipped for the Arctic, we landed on an uninhabited island, Adak, in the Aleutian Islands. During the 50 months, I spent time on Shemya and Chitka, building airplane runways and pulling guard duty, then on to Kiska invasion and back to the USA.
Oh, my. How did you spend any free time you had?
There was no free time.
What about your food and your provisions you had?
The food was strictly sea rations. Open a can for breakfast, open a can for lunch, and a can for dinner, for evening.
Oh, gosh.
So we had, we slept on the tundra for a long time eating sea rations, and then after that we got pyramidal tents and we dug in the pyramidal tent, and eight men lived in a pyramidal tent down in the hole in the ground. And at that time then we got some powdered eggs and all that, and we ate until we got sick, because we hadn't had any eggs or anything all that time.
But no chickens, huh?
No chicken.
Did you celebrate any national holidays while you were there?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay. And where were you when the war ended?
Well, let's see. When the war ended, I was in...
16.
What number is that, Nikki?
16.
Huh?
16.
16, yeah. Let me see here. I'll go over here. I was in Bad Ems, Germany, living in a Normandy castle on the Rhine River. And I was still the 159th Infantry Regiment, but attached to the 106th Line Division.
Did you see any battle while you were there?
In Germany, we landed in France, and we advanced up through France into Germany, and with the 106th and with our ammunition trains and so forth, with the 106th, and we were swamped with prisoners starting to give up, and so we were swamped, and we became a guard center and put them in enclosures and set up machine guns and mortars and riflemen around them, and that's where we kept them during that time.
Did you receive, or have you ever been awarded any service citations?
No, I have not. The only thing that I got was, what number
17.
Was that?
17.
Huh?
17.
The number 12. No. Did you receive 17? No, I put no. Okay. I got service ribbons for ETO and Asiatic Pacific and all that, but no Purple Hearts or nothing like that.
Now, when you went from the Pacific to Germany, did you?
I came back to the United States, to Texas. Uh-huh. We were there a short time, and then we went from there to France, uh-huh. Le Havre, France.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you were in the Pacific, did you see any battles?
We were on boat at Kiska, and if you remember, the Japs, they fought, and we were slated for Kiska to relieve the ones that had fought on at two, because we had lived in the islands for 2 years at that time. So we were considered as Alaskan scouts. So we were going to be the first to land at the 159th on Kiska, but when we got to Kiska, the Japs had evacuated by submarine.
Oh.
And so we had no combat there whatsoever.
Oh, so then they just moved you back.
Then I came back home.
Mm-hmm. All right. When at the end, did you re-enlist, retire, or just simply leave the military?
I just simply left.
Do you recall the day you left the service?
Yes. It was November. You want the date? The November the 9th?
November 9th.
1945. Okay. November the 9th, yeah.
And how'd you get home?
Well, a friend picked me up at Baltimore. I was brought back to Fort Meade, where I was discharged, mm-hmm. and a friend picked me up then from Camden Station, and I went into Baltimore. Back then, my parents didn't even have a telephone, so you had no way to call anybody.
So
you had to hitchhike up the road or do whatever you did. So, you know, it was hard to get around in those days, back in the 40s.
Yep. What did you do in the days or the weeks after you left the service?
Well, I just laid back, I guess, for a while, and then I went to work at Fort Meade helping to separate troops from the service, because I was one of the first to get out. Mm-hmm. See, I got out on point systems, but I was not married, so mm-hmm. that kept me in longer than a lot of boys that were married when they went in. So that
I didn't realize that.
So I was then helping to separate them, and we drove some buses and met the trains at the station and mm-hmm. brought them back to Fort Meade for separation.
What skills or lessons did you learn while you were in service?
Well, I don't know. I guess to live with other people, I guess, would be one of the best things that we learned. How to get along with your fellow man, because we live so close. And yeah.
Some of them say
learn.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your career after your military service then?
Well, after the service, I worked for the federal government, as I say, when I got out of Fort Meade. And then I left them and came to Damascus and worked at a grocery store, which was the one in Damascus.
What was that?
That was Robie Miles' General Grocery Store in Damascus. Brown Williams was running it at that time. He had bought it from Mr. Roby. And then I went into painting with Gilmore Hurley. I worked for a short time with him, and then I went to work for Casey Engineering Company in Rockville, and I was there about 4 or 5 years, I guess. And I left there and went to Walter Reed Army Medical Center as a firefighter. Ralph Gill wanted me to come down there and work with him, and I didn't want to go, but I finally give in to him after years of boring me, and so I did. I worked there, and then I was there 5 years, and then I left and went into business for myself, appliance business, which was at the time Bailey and Coons Appliances, 9841 Main Street, Damascus. Then it became K&K Appliances, and now sold out in 1976. And I've been retired ever since.
Enjoying life, huh?
Yeah.
Even in combat or its aftermath, there are moments of humor and laughter, or even things that scare you. Can you recall any of these things?
I can't recall anything that really jogs my memory. I mean, it was just pretty much everyday routine and played cards and did whatever we could to pass the time away. There was nothing to do much in the hours.
Describe your best buddy while you were in service.
Well, my best buddy was when I was in the infantry. My number one gunner, Frank Gagola. I was in charge of a heavy weapons company, and Frank was my number one gunner, and he lived in New York, and he and I were great friends.
Are you still in contact with him?
No, I was in New York recently, and I can't find any Frank Gagola upstate New York, so I assume he's passed on.
Did you have any heroes when you were serving?
No.
What influence has your military service had on your civilian life today? Or you're thinking about the war and the military the way it's done today?
What is that, number 29?
26.
Yeah, I say, even though I grew up on a farm, those were hard days, and the Army was pretty tough. It taught me more about working hard in civilian life to get ahead and to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Are you a member of any veterans or related organizations?
I belong to American Legion Damascus 171 and the VFW in Mount Airy 10076.
Do you attend any reunions from your service days?
No.
And another thing, why did you join your veteran-related organizations?
Well, because when I came to Damascus, everybody that I knew was joining, and I thought it would be a nice place for fellowship and learn to know the community and learn the people in the area.
All right. Finally, how would you sum up your military service and what it means to you today?
Well, military service was and is today a great tool for teaching young men to become good citizens. I traveled to many countries and I saw a lot of things I never knew existed, including people. Doing this, I became much more educated and streetwise. It was a great experience and I would not exchange it for anything, but I would not care to do it again.
Thank you, Wilford, for your service to our country and for sharing your great story with us today.